Are we happy in the Lord today? Amen. I really enjoyed the music this morning, and I enjoyed the atmosphere of our surrounding, our people, the smiling faces of our people today. Well, it's good to be here. It's good to see you. Amen. Please open your Bible. How many of you have your Bible, please, with you right now? Please, can you? I see your Bible. Amen. I love to see those Bible. Share your Bible today in the book of Luke 13:24. And I'm preaching a subject entitled, How to Be Saved. But before we read the Bible, the Word of God, let me remind each one of you to really include in your prayer our opening of our Bible Institute, our Bible school on Tuesday. There will not be a formal, usual opening where we invite all the members of the church, but this will be just a time exclusive for the full-time people. We'll have our classes. We start 7:30, so do pray for the opening of our school. And then on the 15th, which is the following week, we will also open our Bible Institute extension in Malita. As of today, we have 20 men. Mostly of them are married in our school in Malita. So I do pray that God will richly bless and give us a fruitful school year again this year. And another thing that I would like for us to pray as a church is that Thursday, 2 o'clock, the lecture will start exactly 2:30 up to 3 o'clock. So before that, try to be here. And this will be for the men and the young men of our church. I will be giving a lecture on how to win souls. And then we will leave the church and find a subdivision where 2 by 2 we will knock on doors, people, and we will win them to the Lord. Amen? And so I'm excited about that. Many of our men have told me they're excited to listen to the lecture and also be involved in personally in winning souls. And said, I do not know how to win souls. That is why we invite you to come, and we will teach you to how to win souls. This morning, I'm preaching a subject entitled, How to Be Saved. How to Be Saved. Earlier ago, I preached in the Visayan, Never Go Back. Now, how to be saved. How to be saved. It is more actually of saying why we must be saved. And how to be saved. Luke 13:24, please, in your Bible. Luke chapter 13, look at verse number 24. Share your Bible, please, at this time. How to be saved. Strive is the first word there. What's the first word? It says strive. And if you have a red letter edition of the Bible, you will find it's Jesus. And of course, the entire Word of God is the Word of God. And so sometimes it's misleading to say, well, it's these red letters are the words of Jesus. No, we believe the Word of God, the entire Bible is the Word of God. Amen? And so, Jesus says in verse 24, strive, strive. And the local dialect says, panlimbasog, paningkamot, strive, do your best, fight for it, strive. Strive to enter in at the straight. The word straight means narrow. Strive to enter in at the straight gate or entrance or door. Strive to enter in at the straight gate, for many, I say, Jesus said unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able to. Many will desire to be saved. Many shall desire, seek to enter in and shall not be able. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, bless the Word of God today. Lord, I pray that you would enable me to preach the Word of God. allow the Holy Spirit of God to speak to us today. May our hearts be melted, our minds be open, especially those who are not yet saved, to see the need why they must be saved right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. How to be saved? In verse number 23, there was a man who asked our Lord Jesus Christ a very serious question. Verse number 23, please, you notice here. And then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? Are there few that be saved? Lord, he said, are there few that will be saved? And let me say this, that we do not know who this man was. Now, we are not told what his motive was for asking this question. But he asked the Lord. He said, Lord, in verse number 23, he said, are there only few people that will be saved? And then Jesus, answering back, he says, strive. Strive, he says. Strive. You see, although we do not know this man, nor the motive of his question, but what is important for us here is to learn something from the answer that Jesus gave. This is a question that gave Jesus the opportunity actually to address the minds of all those who were around him that day, so that they might see and understand their clear duty. They need to be saved. The Lord Jesus Christ knew what was going on within their minds at that time. So Jesus said, strive. Strive to enter in. Now, at the straight gate. The word strive comes from the Greek word, and I'm having a hard time pronouncing this, agonizime. Agonizime, meaning to struggle. Strive means, it literally means to compete for a prize. Figuratively, the word agonizemi means to contend. It means to contend with an adversary. Or generally, it means to endeavor to accomplish something. Strive, it says. Agonizemi is mentioned 7 times in the King James Version of the Word of God. 7 times. Now, twice it is translated into the word, English word, fight. Once it is translated fought. And once translated laboring in our English, in the English Bible, the King James English Bible. Once it is translated strive. Once translated striveth. And once translated striving. Strive, he says, strive, strive. And the word straight is the word stenos, meaning narrow, which means, now when you say narrow, straight, it's very limited in size, with barely enough space. Strive to enter in, Jesus said in verse 24, strive to enter in at the straight gate, he says. Strive to enter in at the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able to. Many shall seek to enter in and shall not be able. Now, whether there are going to be a few saved or many, now, your responsibility here, our responsibility, your responsibility is clearly defined here. Strive to enter in simply means to take hold. Strive simply means to take advantage of every opportunity you have to be saved. Jesus says, strive, he's saying to you this morning, take hold, or take, he said, take advantage of every opportunity you have to be saved. You have the opportunity to be saved because you're here today. Amen. You're inside this place where the Word of God is preached to you, where you can be saved. He said, strive, hold on to it. Do not let it go. Now, if you have the opportunity today to be saved, then be saved right now. Do not wait until the next Sunday services. Do not try to wait until the next month to be saved. Strive, he says. Do your best to be saved right now. Right now, the Bible is shared to you. The Bible is open to you. Strive. Now, use every means and make use of every opportunity for you to be saved. You have the Bible preached to you. You have this preacher preaching to you. You have these people here praying for you, sharing the Word of God to you. Strive, he says. Strive simply means take hold or take advantage of every opportunity you have to be saved. You see, now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. And let me say this in verse number 25. Strive, verse 24, to enter in at the straight gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. Many are confused with this. Some Protestants are using this teaching that you have to do good works to be saved. Now, let me say this, salvation is absolutely for free. But he's teaching us to make use of every opportunity, every means that God has provided us today, not to bring us to the place where we can be saved. There are means that God allows us to have so that we can be saved. For example, public service. We're at the public worship. We're here today. And while we are preaching the Word of God, the reason why we always give invitation at the end of the service, because this church cares for people to be saved. That is why we're going out on Thursday, because we can bring, so that we can bring the Word of God to people so that they might be saved. Our purpose is to get people saved. Now is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. Look at verse 25. When once the master of the house is risen up and had shut the door, and they begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, he says, open unto us. And he shall answer and say unto them, I know you not whence ye are. In other words, Jesus Christ is warning people today, the day is going to come, there is going to come a day when many will seek to enter in and shall not be able to. Strive or make every effort to enter. Now is the time. Isaiah 55 verse 6, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. There is time for us to be saved. Now is the time for you to be saved. I would like to bring out three thoughts from our text this morning. Let me divide here verse number 24 into three different thoughts. Let's go back there, Luke 13, verse number 24. Let me bring out to you Jesus' description of the way of salvation. Jesus calls it straight. He describes to us the way of salvation. What is the way of salvation? Jesus said, it's straight. Narrow. Narrow is the gate. He says, he describes to us, it's limited, and as far as the space is concerned, it's hard. It's hard. It's narrow. Now, second thought that I would like to share, I would like for us to see the command of Jesus, for Jesus says, strive to enter in. That's a command. And then thirdly, I would like to show you Jesus' rightful prophecy. His prophecy when Jesus says, many will seek to enter in and shall not be able to. That's the prophecy of Jesus. So we find here, number one, Jesus' description of the way of salvation. He says, it's straight. Secondly, here is a command for each one of us this morning, especially if you're not saved. He says, strive. And then thirdly, we see a prideful prophecy of Jesus. For many, he says, many someday will seek to find it, enter in, and shall not be able to. Here is number one, a description of the way of salvation. Jesus calls it the straight or the narrow gate or the narrow door or the narrow entrance. Matthew 7:13-14, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go thereat. Verse 14, Matthew 7:14, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Let me say this, there is a way. There is a door this morning, an entrance which leads to forgiveness. There is a way, there is a door this morning which leads to peace with God and heaven. And whosoever goes through that door will be saved. Jesus says, I am the door. Amen. John 10:9. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and go in and out and find pasture. There is a door. There is a way which leads to eternal life, to salvation. There is a way which leads to the entrance that leads to forgiveness this morning. And that door is provided by the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I am the way, the truth, and the life. In John 14:6, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So first of all, the door was provided by the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus provides the way at the cost of his own body and his own blood. 2 Corinthians 5:21, for he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. The door is narrow. First of all, the door was provided by the Lord Jesus Christ. Secondly, the door is narrow to so many people. The door, let me say that, is narrow to so many people. In other words, it is always difficult for them to pass through that door. So many people feel right now it is so difficult for them to enter into that door. The door is provided by Jesus. Straight is the gate, Jesus says. Strive to enter in. For straight is the gate. Narrow is the gate. Narrow is the entrance. Narrow, he says, is the door to so many people. It was Jesus who said, and many there be that go thereat. Why? Because to them, it is so difficult to enter the door, that narrow way. Look at Matthew 16. Let me give you an example. Matthew 16:19. Quickly, because I want to bring out many thoughts this morning. Matthew 19 and verse 16-24. Matthew 19:16. Now, let me show you why it has become so difficult for people to enter into this narrow way, a door or entrance. Matthew 19:16, it says here, behold, one came and said, good master, what good things shall I do that I may have eternal life? Everyone that hath forsaken houses, look at this now, or rather, and he said unto him, verse 17, why callest me good? There is none good but one, that is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, Jesus says, keep the commandments. And he said unto him, which? Jesus said, thou shalt do no murder, now thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, honor thy father and thy mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. the young man who was very rich. Young man said unto him, all these things have I kept from my youth up that I lack. So what lack I yet? Jesus said unto him, he was very rich, the Bible says. He said, everything I have accomplished, all of these things. I have done all of these things. Jesus said to him, if thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast, give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me, and you will be saved. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possession. Then Jesus said unto his disciples, verily I say unto you that the rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And I say unto you that it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. You know what happened? This man's wealth became his God. It became his all. It became the first and the foremost in his heart. You see, if salvation is to become a real thing in your life, salvation must occupy the first place of your heart. Right? What was the problem with this young man? Was the selling of all his possession going to save him? No. You know what the problem was? The word of God cannot find a place in his heart. Why? Because his wealth had occupied entirely the first place of his heart. Jesus says, young man, you have to bucket these things, put these things away, for the word of God to come in and for the word of salvation to come into your life. See, it's not easy. But look at Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus, before he met the Lord Jesus Christ, he loved the things of this world so much. He had wronged many people. He didn't care whether he was going to wrong people or hurt people, because he loved money. But when salvation came to his house, there was a great change. You know why? Because salvation has found the first place in the heart of Zacchaeus. Jesus says, strive, strive. It's so hard. Why? Hard for so many people. Because it's hard for them to empty the things that had occupied their hearts and put salvation into their lives. Are you getting the point this morning? Oh, my friend, Jesus Christ says, if you want to be saved, strive, fight against the temptation, fight hard, fight for it, and then you will be saved. There's another thing in the Word of God in Acts 24, verse number 24, please. Book of Acts chapter 24, look at 24, talking about a man by the name of Felix. Acts 24, 24 to 26, please. Bible says here, Acts 24, oh my friends, strive to enter in. Strive, Jesus says. Are there a few that will be saved? Strive, Jesus says. Why? Because he knows, he knew exactly what had occupied the hearts of many people. To so many people, it's so hard. It's so difficult to enter into that place. Why? Because for salvation to become real, it has to occupy the first place of your life, the first place of your heart. But so many hearts today are occupied by many things. Like this young man. In verse 24, Acts 24, 24, and after certain days, when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, which was a Jewess, he sent Paul and heard him concerning the faith in Christ. And he, as he reasoned or preached of righteousness, of temperance, and judgment to come, Felix trembled and answered, go thy way for this time. When I have convenient season, I will call for thee. Can you imagine this man? Oh, it was so hard for him. Why? Because this man heard the word of God. While Paul was showing him the word of God, preaching to him, this man trembled because he knew that was the truth. That was the right way. That it was the only way to be saved. To be saved is to come to Jesus Christ. But you know what? The problem this man something has occupied in his heart. Verse number 25. And as he reasoned, verse number 26, he hoped also that money was the problem. Money has occupied the place of his heart. Let me say this, it is hard, but difficult to those who have let pleasures and pride and ambition occupy the first place of their hearts. The Bible says it is so hard for the wicked people, because Hebrews 11:25, the wicked enjoy their sins today. Moses, on the contrary, left Egypt rather than to enjoy the pleasure of sin, which is for a moment. And yet so many people today, they enjoy their sins. And so that's the reason it is difficult for them. It is difficult and or narrow to all who are self-righteous. Those who think they are good people and they deserve to be saved because they are good people. That was the prayer of the Apostle Paul for the Israelites. Why? Because they felt they were so good people that they deserve to be saved. Oh, it was so hard for them to come God's way, to accept God's way, to be saved God's way. God's way is by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. But let me say this. No matter how narrow this door is, we have to realize this morning, it is the only one way by which men and women, all men and women, let me say that again, no matter how difficult it is, but it is the only way by which men and women can be saved. It may be difficult to people. There is no other way. All that are ever saved will be saved only by Christ and only by faith, simple faith in Him. But there is no other way. Why is God's way so hard to so many people? Because it requires them to humble themselves. It requires them to so humble themselves before God and be saved. My friend, there is a way which seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. So many people are convinced that their way is through religion. So many people are convinced it is through their own good works. In order to be saved, they have to give up every ideas they have, every wrong ideas they have, every religious ideas they have, and humble themselves and bow down to the cross of Jesus. It is so hard for so many people to bow down before God and be saved. Narrow as this door is, it is a door always ready to open. It's a gate always ready. No sinners of any kind are forbidden to draw near. For the Bible says, at the gate it says, whosoever will may come. It says, there come unto me. No one is forbidden to enter in. All can be saved. Thank God for that. No one is forbidden. Everyone can enter in. But there's only one condition. You must come humbly to the foot of the cross. Jesus, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Just simply recognize that you are a sinner in the sight of God, that you are a hopeless and helpless sinner in the sight of God, and come to the foot of the cross, and that gate will swing wide open and will let you in today. God has never rejected anyone. Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Thousands of all sorts have been received. Thousands came. They have been washed. They have been forgiven. They have received eternal life. And let me say this. Some of those men seem to be very likely, according to our mind, they are hard to be admitted. We would say, well, what na? Di mo pwede dito. Grabe na mo, masasala na mo kay. You're not permitted. You'll be rejected. But my friend, all of the worst sinners in this world had tried to come. Those who humbled themselves found the gate swung open for them. There was a man in the Old Testament by the name of Manasseh. He was a very wicked king of Judah. Went to this door. None could be worse than this man to his time. This man Manasseh despised the good example of his father Hezekiah. He despised the example and the advice of his father. This man bowed down to idols. He filled Jerusalem with bloodshed and cruelty. He even murdered his own children and offered them to his idols. When he came to realize it was wrong in the sight of God, this man Manasseh fled to the door, and that he found the door pre-opened wide, open, and took him in. There was a man by the name of Saul. He was a Pharisee. He hated the Christians. He destroyed them, men and women, binding them and put them into prison. His name was Saul. This man realized he was wrong. One day he met the Lord Jesus Christ. One day he realized he was a great sinner in the sight of God. This man came to the gate, that narrow gate, that straight gate. He found that gate was open for him, and he got saved. There were people around the crucifixion of Jesus. They stood before Pilate. He said, "We want to demand. Said, we want you to release Barabbas. How about this man, which is supposed to be your Messiah? Crucify him! Crucify him!" Those who allowed him to be crucified, one day during the time of the Apostle Peter, the apostles in the book of Acts chapter 2, Jesus, Peter told them, "You have crucified the Son of God. You delivered him to the hands of Pilate." Peter preached the word of God to them. When they heard the word of God preached by Peter, they were pricked in their heart. The Bible says, they were pricked in their heart. They got convicted and said, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" Go to the gate. When those men wanted to be saved, they saw the gate blew wide open. Sinners of all sorts have come to that gate. All of them, none of them were ever rejected. It's open. It's open. Narrow as this door is, it is a door always open. You'll always find it open. First of all, we find a description of Jesus. The door is narrow. I'm running out of time. Let's move on to the second point now. I want us to look at the command of Jesus. Jesus says, strive to enter in at the gate. Strive to enter in at the narrow gate. Let us look at what Jesus meant when he said that strive, make effort, take hold or take advantage of every opportunity you have to come to the place where you can be saved. My friend, in other words, Jesus was telling these people, use every opportunity you have to be saved. Two thoughts there. Number one, because Jesus knew that the devil will cast out all his power to keep you from coming to the place where you can be saved. The devil will do everything he can to destroy you before you could reach the place where you can be saved. There was an example in the Word of God in the book of Mark. A father brought his son. His son was demon-possessed. Well, Jesus Christ with James, Peter, and John were on the Mount Transfiguration. The rest of the disciples were left. He brought his son who was demon-possessed. Please, disciples of the Lord, please help. Help my son. What's wrong with your son? He's been demon-possessed, please. I heard you cast out demons before. Please, the father said, please help my son. And so those disciples, they rebuked the devil, but they could not cast him out. They tried to pray over that boy, but they could not cast him out. They were entirely helpless to do it. To make the story short, Jesus came. And he asked the father, said, what's wrong? He said, Lord, I'm bringing to you my son. I bring to you my son. For a long time, he has been afflicted by the demons, the devil. Please help us, please. Everything can be done if you believe. Lord, I believe, but help thou my unbelief, he says.
To some extent, I have faith. Faith that enabled me to come to this place. But I do believe my faith is limited. I believe, but help thou is as my unbelief. And by that time, what's wrong? Sometimes the devil, he would even throw him to the water, the fire. And they said he would just lay down and try to tear the boy, destroy the boy for a long time. Kulatag mayo sa yawa, kusay makulaps. And they said, how long? For a long time, Lord. I could imagine Jesus Christ was standing where Brother Rudy is right now. And the disciple said, bring that boy to me. Jesus said, bring that boy to me. So the disciples brought him to Jesus. They brought him to Jesus. And you will notice in the Word of God in Mark chapter 9 that before they reached the place where Jesus was, before that boy could reach the place where he could be saved, the Bible says the devil threw him down. The devil lifted him up and threw him back. The devil tried to tear him down, to keep him. Now what's the thought there? What's the point there? The devil was doing everything he can to keep this boy to reach the place where he can be healed of Jesus. Somebody invites you to come to church. I remember that there was a time when we had a Bible study somewhere in Matina, up there. Mom Fe Fernandez and Brother Fernandez is here. And they can attest to this. We had a Bible study Friday. And I was expecting the couple to get saved that Sunday. Their hearts were open to be saved. And I prayed for them. Early, I was expecting the entire family to come and be saved. Early in the morning, Brother Stanley said, Pastor, I have to go to Matina. Those entire family, they were coming to church. Their car was hit somewhere in Matina crossing that they could not come to church today. You know what? The devil was there trying everything he can to hinder you to be saved. While you still have the opportunity to be saved today. Why strive, he says. Strive to enter in, because Jesus knows the devil will do everything he can to hinder you to be saved. You come to church, you say, I will get saved this coming Sunday, Pastor. Not today. Before next Sunday, you will have a heart attack. Before next Sunday, you will have a stroke. Before next Sunday, you will have some kinds of sickness and all sorts of hindrances, because the devil is behind it to keep you out of heaven. The devil also, Jesus also knew when he said strive, because he knew that the present strong conviction coming from the Holy Spirit may be gone soon. There is no assurance, let me tell you this, that the present conviction, strong conviction of the Holy Spirit in your heart today will be there. Please do not wait until tomorrow. You may get convicted today about salvation, the need to be saved. Said, well, I'll postpone it. Next Sunday na ko, Pastor. Tingala ka, next Sunday. Mura ka nang bitaw ka ng addict, tanaw ka. You will never have any conviction, because the devil has taken away that conviction from you. The word that has been implanted, he can take it away, he can snatch it away from you. He can steal it away from you, so that next time you will never be convicted. Today is the time for you to be saved. That is why Jesus says, strive. Strive to enter in. And lastly, the last thing that we would like to consider is the dreadful prediction which the Lord Jesus delivers when he says, for many, and you might be one of them today. Not a few, but many. You know, there are thousands of people, there are 1.3 million people living in the city of Davao today. And you look at those who are saved, we're just a remnant. The greatest majority of people today are lost. One of these days, they will seek to be saved, but they will not be able to. One of these days, those people will pray one of these days. When will this be? At what period the door of salvation will be shut forever? When will this be when men will make every effort they can to enter in and it will be of no use? When will this be when the door that is now open to the worst sinners, but the day is coming, the Bible says, when it will be no more? Jesus Christ has foretold here. He says here, prophesied here, that the day of grace will finally end. That the throne of grace will at last be taken down. My dear friend, finally, judgment of God, throne of judgment, will be set in place. The opportunity for you to be saved today is very easy. The door of grace, the throne of grace, that gate is open, widely open for you. But there will come a day when the gate will be completely bolted. It will be completely locked. It will be shut. There is coming a day when seeking God will be useless. Men and women will remember someday. Today, I'm trying to raise my voice, begging for you to come to be saved. You refuse it today, but there will come a time when you will cry to God. There will come a time when you will go to the Lord and say, Lord, open the gate. Please open the gate. Lord, I want to repent. Lord, give me just one more chance. Can you please give me just one single hour to sit down at the Bible Baptist Church? Please give me another chance. Just last chance. Help Pastor Reagan to preach the word of God. And I will believe the Bible. I will believe and accept salvation. Lord, please open the door. Many will seek to find it, but will not be able to. Many will seek to find it, but will not be able to. Book of Proverbs, please open your Bible there. Book of Proverbs 21, chapter 1, 23, please. What a frightful warning coming from the Lord. Bible says here in Proverbs 1:23, listen to this now. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called and ye refused. I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. And ye have set at naught all my counsel, and would none of my reproof. I will also, he said, I will laugh at your calamity. I will mock you when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, your destruction cometh as a whirlwind. When a distress and anguish cometh upon you, then ye shall call upon me. Ye shall call upon me, and I will not answer. Ye shall seek me early, but ye shall not find me, God says. The throne of grace will be finally set down, and the throne of judgment will be set up. And men will cry out to God, Lord, Lord, let me say this. There will come a time when men seeking of God will be useless. There is going to come a time when many will be shut out of heaven forever, forever, forever. Matthew 25, 1 to 13. Those foolish virgins said, please open to us, Lord. Open unto us, Lord. Open unto us. We want to come in. Depart from me. There will come a time when knowledge will come too late. The rich man opened his eyes while he was in hell. The rich man realized, I do not know, maybe Lazarus witnessed to him. Maybe Lazarus, most probably Lazarus showed him, told him about hell. He just laughed at it. Despised the message. Despised Lazarus. But when he died and he lifted up his eyes, he was in hell. Said, Lord, I want to believe every word that Lazarus said. I'm willing now. Said, I'm willing. I'm ready to believe every single word that Lazarus uttered. I believe in hell. I believe in hell. I believe in Jesus. I believe, Lord, I believe. But it was too late. There will come a time when repentance will be too late. There will come a time when a desire of salvation will be too late. What is keeping you to enter that door? What is keeping you? I ask you this morning, things in this world, things that this world values so much, things that are valued so much in this world, like gold, like money, like big houses, like lands and properties, those are things today, they kept you from coming, entering into that door, because you value them so much. But you realize this, time is going to come. Time is going to come that those things that you thought are valuable today will lose all its value, and you'll begin to value. You realize what is valuable is what God says. You will value salvation. You will value heaven, but it will be too late. Now is the time to be saved. Strive to be saved. Strive to be saved. We as God's people, every day God is working in my heart. Every day God burdens my heart as a preacher of the gospel. I see the need of lost people. And the Lord says, never stop. Please never stop looking for ways and opportunities. You can lead the church to win souls. The reason why we're gathering our men this coming Thursday, because we know the devil is doing everything he can to keep the word of God from the ears of those people. The lost people are dying. Let us bring the word of God before it will be too late. Let us allow God to use us, because we know the devil is doing everything he can to keep people to come to the point where they can be saved. Please be saved. Please be saved. Please be saved before it's too late. Shall we all stand up, please? Oh God, Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for warning us. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to know we're saved. Yet, Lord, we see the truth that there are many today who are lost. Lost in their sins, lost in their wrong thinking, lost in their religion, even in their good works. Lost, entirely lost, they need to be saved. Lord, help us to see the need to bring the light to them, to pray for them. We might realize that as God's people, you have called us to shine as light in the midst of this dark world. You have called us, you have commissioned us, Lord, oh God, to send the message, to make it plain, to make it clear, so that lost will be saved. I pray for everyone that is not saved this morning. Lord, may they hear the command of Jesus today. Strive, take hold. Make up every opportunity to be saved before it's too late. Oh, may they come today. May they come today before it's too late. For the day is going to come when the day of grace will be completely, completely denied for them. When the access will be denied for them. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. We're going to sing what song, Sir Jimmy, this morning?
277, Only Trust Him.
Only Trust Him. Please. Right now, the door is still open for you. Thank God it's still open for you. Remember, Jesus has provided the door. He has provided the way by His death and His blood. He shed blood on the cross. My dear friend, there may be some things in your life that try to keep you from being saved. There may be some things that try to keep you from coming to the place where you can get saved. My friend, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness and all these things. Are there things that you realize this morning have completely occupied the place of your heart, so that you find it so difficult to allow God's salvation to take place? Worldly things, pleasures, religion, good works, even your good works, pride and ambition. My friend, wealth, whatever it is this morning, be ready to empty your heart and let the word of God come in today. Be ready today. Child of God, we realize the message today, the awful, terrible prophecy Jesus Christ made for the lost. We realize that the devil is real. Realize that they are lost. Why don't we help them? Like the disciples of old who brought that boy to the place where he can be healed of Jesus. Why don't we bring the lost and the dying world to the place where they can be saved? Why don't we do everything we can? The only way we can do that is, Lord, say, here am I. Use me. If you're not saved, I ask you today, strive. Strive. Do every opportunity. Take hold of every opportunity that you have today. We're going to sing this invitation song. Please, as we sing this invitation song, we simply mean we're inviting you to come. Take my hand, say, Pastor, before it's too late, let me grab your hand, signifying I'm putting my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Because whether you like it or not, time will come, you will beg for it, but it will be too late. You may not agree with me this morning, but time will come, whether you like it or not. You will cry for it, but it will be completely denied. And as far as you is concerned, you will be denied of the access. No matter how wicked you are today, there's only one way for you to come to be saved. And you find that gate is still open. You will find it. It will swing open. It said, come in. Enter in now. Enter now. Noah. Noah. Come. There was only one door in that ark. Come. Come, Noah. But it took him 120 years to endure the ridicule of the people. People mocking him, criticizing him, making fun of him. 120 years. The Bible says he condemned the world, their system, their ideas. Because they have all sorts of ideas. How? But there was only one way to be saved that time. And that was through the ark. And the ark has only one entrance. The ark has only one door. Noah, come. Again, Sir Jimmy, what song? Let's sing verse 1 of that. Come on.
7, verse 1.
Enter in. The gate is open. Enter in. Come on now. Come on now. Let me take your hand. Enter in. Come on now. Be saved. Come on now. Come on now. Enter in. Come on now. Enter in. Come on now. Widely open right now. Step in. Enter in. Come on now. Come on now. Say yes to God. Come and be saved. Come and be saved. Come on. It's not yet too late. The door is still open. The door is still open. You can come now. Come on. The door is still open. Come on. Will you come now? Oh, enter in. Strive. Strive to enter in. Strive, he says, to enter in. Strive right now. Come on. Make use of every opportunity you have. Be saved. Come on now. Say yes to the Lord. Be saved. Be saved. Be saved. The Bible tells us of a man who was totally unable to walk to come to Jesus. But four men volunteered to bring him to Jesus. They even have to uncover the roof. They can put that man to where Jesus was. You know, the work of soul winning is not easy. It takes real heart to do that. To go out this coming Thursday and knock on doors, I know there will be people who will make fun of us. There will be people who will insult us. But that is our responsibility. It does not matter at all to us because, first of all, we love souls. Realize their condition, that there's a need. And my friend, the church needs men to pray for this effort, this endeavor, because we believe the devil is always doing his best to hinder us, to hurt the work of God. And my friend, we're on the winning side. We're on the winning side. And that's the only way we can defeat the devil, is for us to say, Lord, here am I. And Lord, pray, God's people, pray for it. I'm asking the church to pray every night before Thursday for this endeavor. I thank God. There's a man here, the father of Bambi and the father of Steve, and the husband of Mom being here. Mr. Ong is here today. I asked, grab his hand, said, why did you come? Said, I want to make it sure I'm saved. The other day, we had a Bible study in his home. He said, Pastor, I really plan to come to church Sunday, but good that you showed me the Word of God. And I have the assurance now how wonderful it is for us to know God gives, still opens the opportunity for us to be saved. The gate is still open. It is never too late for any one of us. The gate is still open. Another verse, Sir Jimmy.
So verse 2.
Come on now. Come be saved. Come and be saved. Come and be saved. Come on. Come and be saved. Come before it's too late. Be saved. Come and He will take you in. The door is still open. Enter in. Come on, before it's too late, come and be saved. Before it's too late, come and be saved. Come and be saved. Come. I believe God is working. Will you come right now? You're not saved. Come and be saved. Come on. Come and be saved. Come on. Come and be saved. Come on. Every time the Lord gives you conviction in your heart,